Hi, this is Nicole Schumann, the Community Food Systems Agent in Prince Edward County, and the coordinator for the Heart of Virginia Buy Fresh, Buy Local chapter, which represents farms and food businesses from 11 counties, including Amelia, Appomattox, Buckingham, Brunswick, Charlotte, Cumberland, Halifax, Lunenburg, Mecklenburg, Nottoway, and Prince Edward. And with me today is Patty from Waverly Farms. Hi.
Hi.
And to start off, could you just tell me a little bit about the history of Waverly and what you grow?
Yes. So Waverly Farms was my husband's aunt and uncle's farm that we purchased 10 years ago. And not knowing what to do, we started reading about land and farms and discovered through our reading that our food system needed a little help from local farms. So we grew a garden, bought some animals, and just started exploring the options of how to grow and market food.
Great. And so what animals and what breeds do you raise currently?
So we started with Spanish goats, and we've since gone to Spanish and Savannah. We also have the Katahdin sheep, the American guinea hog pig, and a mixed sort of Berkshire brand pig, and the Angus cattle, and a couple of horses to clean up the pastures.
Very nice. And I understand that you raise your animals according to a certain set of standards. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and what's entailed in the certification process?
Yes, because we were new farmers and didn't come from a history of farming, we wanted a common approach to our animals. And we found Animal Welfare Approved, which has recently merged with A Greener World. And they have very, very detailed specifications for how to raise each breed of animal. And having implemented that, the animals obviously are healthier and well cared for. And it's been a real blessing for our farm because everyone has a standard and a process when they land here. And we can keep the consistency.
Awesome. And I understand that there are some benefits to your pasture as well, due to the way that you raise these animals. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes. We thought about just doing goats, and then we read about pasture rotation, and you need multi-species to build good pasture. And then we read Jill Salatin, who said, you know, you're really in the grass business if you're in farming. So we adopted all of those principles, and we put our sheep and goats, our small ruminants, on the pasture first because they have a higher nutritional need, so they get the best grass. And then behind them, the horses or cattle clean up the parasites and finish off the grass, and then the chickens go behind them and scratch in all of the manure and fertilize the grass.
Awesome.
It works great.
Yeah, that is
no fertilizer necessary.
A really cool system. So if people are interested in contacting you to purchase either veggies or animal products, how can they reach you?
So we have a website. It's waverlyfarmswithanSvirginia.com. And we have a CSA, so people can subscribe to weekly or biweekly shares of our harvest, which they can buy optional vegetables, eggs, and meats. Or we also sell on Fall Line Farms Local Roots, the online farmers market in Richmond. So just look for Waverly Farms, but all the farms are good there. And then sometimes we have enough product to take to Elwood Thompson's, who is an amazing supporter of local farms.
Awesome. Great. I am Nicole Schumann. If you are interested in becoming involved in Buy Fresh, Buy Local, either as a member or as a sponsor, you can contact me at 434-392-4246 or by email at nks49@vt.edu. And before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank all of Buy Fresh, Buy Local sponsors, including Farm Credit, Benchmark Community Bank, Farm Bureau of Prince Edward County, the Bank of Charlotte County, and of course WFLO for sharing their airspace with us. Thanks.